Thank you. In a galaxy far, far away, 1977. In 1977, George Lucas released the first of a franchise that would change the directory, the trajectory of our culture. In 1977, Star Wars, A New Hope, was released. And in 1980, the second and forgettable, A Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, was released. In 1983, what many fan nerds would call the best of the entire franchise was released, Star Wars Return of the Jedi. I can remember being a young kid at the mall with my brothers, and we devised the plan that we would pull our resources together this year, join forces, and buy our mother the 3-pack VHS of Star Wars. And we gave it to her, and on Christmas Day, Richard, Jacob, Daniel watched all 10 hours of Star Wars, which is like one Lord of the Rings. We watched all 10 hours of Star Wars. Where was my mother? I don't know. She was probably making the day perfect for the rest of us while we watched her gift. And I can remember being young and hearing this myth, this rumor, this tale, that in fact these three films were part of a larger narrative. That actually there were 9 stories, 9 films. Surely this is a myth, like everything's bigger in Texas. It's just something people say. I've lived other places. It's not true. But then in 1999, Star Wars, A Phantom Menace, aka Episode 1, the first of all 9, and we went in Kilgore, Texas, to the 4-star cinema, not 5 stars, we're not that cocky, okay, just 4-star cinema, and watched the first, and over the next few years in the early 2000s, the first 3 episodes, Episode 1 through 3, were released, and as you may know, a few years ago, this franchise was sold by George Lucas to the Disney Corporation for more than $4 billion. Let that say something about our culture. Nerds unite. All right. Episodes 7 and 8 have been released, and there was hope that maybe this spring or summer, but oh, no, 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 no. December 2019, the final of the 9 series will be released, and all of God's people said amen. And if you're not saying amen, that just means you were cool in high school, and that's okay. My wife laughed. I love you too. Frederick Buechner, famous American pastor and poet, tells the story of in 1999 taking his grandson to see Episode 1. Buechner confesses that he had seen none of the Star Wars. And he said it was such an interesting environment to be in a movie theater in which someone would show up on screen and everyone starts cheering and clapping. And Buechner said, I have no idea what's going on. And he would ask his grandson, like, why are we cheering and clapping? And his grandson would say, oh, that's so-and-so, and one day they'll be so-and-so, and yada, yada, yada. So the entire movie, Buechner's bugging his grandson. He said that his grandson went again the next day without his grandfather. And you see, there was a difference with his grandson knew where the story was headed. If you were to venture into the wormhole that we call the internet, many would suggest that the middle 3 episodes of Star Wars are the center. Everything flows to them, everything flows from them. And this is exactly what we discussed last week, that Christmas really is the center of all history. Everything flows to the incarnation of Christ. Everything flows from the incarnation of Christ. It's a revolutionary technology. And yet today we read of something that happens before. And we enter into one of the grand dynamic tensions in all of Scripture. In fact, that Jesus Christ is center, yet there is story before and story after. And Psalm 29, as Emily read for us, the voice of the Lord is over the waters, reminiscent of the second verse in all of Scripture, that God, as a mother hen, hovered over the dark waters and chaos and created all that there is and all that there will be. This is a very old, ancient work. Meister Eckhart suggests that if humanity could have known God without creation, without the world, then God wouldn't have made it. The reverse would be true. We cannot truly know God without the grandeur and the majesty of creation. Earlier this week, a member of our church sent me a news article about churches, which any news article is about churches is hilarious because we're very silly and we do very dumb things. This article was about some of the names of churches across our great country. It turns out that Second Baptist Church, that name is about as ubiquitous as presidential tweets. We're so original. Go us. And the name of the church that I really am excited to tell you about is just southwest of Nashville, and near one of the meccas of our culture, which is the Loveless Cafe. And if you're ever in that part of the world, please eat at this wonderful institution. And just a few miles down the road from the Loveless Cafe is the old New Hope Baptist Church. What a great name, the Old New Hope Baptist Church. And I would suggest to you that this is the best name except for a town in Flippin, Arkansas. I said that right, F-L-I-P-P-I-N, Flippin, Arkansas, which has a Flippin Baptist Church and a Flippin Church of Christ. You know, they're ecumenical, right? When you're growing up, you go to the flippin' school. If you get in trouble, the flippin' police come in to find you. I imagine that the motto of Flippin' Arkansas is, "We make Oklahoma feel good about itself." I need to hard shift because I could stay here for a while. You know, two of the most popular tech gifts of Christmas 2018, two of them. One is a vinyl turntable. No one amen. Okay, all right, we're good. Vinyl turntable. I am chasing my daughter with every ounce of life I have. She's half clothed in public, and she's screaming at people, which means we're in Target, okay? And so a miracle happens, and she finally stops. Praise God. And I look to my right, and there is a brand new Justin Timberlake vinyl record. Vinyl is back. And I'm aware that that statement will cause thousands of dollars of marital counseling in this room. Okay? So if you have boxes of vinyl and it's back, we'll help you find a counselor, okay? Second tech item from Christmas 2018, tech, isn't that funny? A typewriter. And this is a trend all across the United States that in the hippest areas of town, you can walk along the street and see a hipster with rimmed glasses and chest hair, and you can ask them in live time to produce you a poem, and they will publish lines for you on their typewriter and give it to you in live time. Old. The work of God, the ministry of God, the kingdom of God is indeed very old. New. The things that God is doing are new each and every day. hope. When the old and the new come together, it breathes life and it breathes hope. Old, New Hope Baptist Church. Isaiah 43 begins that the one who created you, who formed you, knows your name, for this is the one who redeems you. And this is a step for us, is to consider creation as part of our redemption. One definition of faith is learning to see how God sees, that every vista, that every Playa Lake, that every flooded intersection in Lubbock, Texas, is in fact part of God's ongoing revelation and redemption of our own selves, our own city, our own community, even that God's revelation in creation is an ongoing work to redeem your crazy brother, your angry coworker, your creepy neighbor. One of my heroes, John Muir, says that God never made an ugly landscape. Everything the sun shines on is beautiful, so long as it's wild. And for the last few months, I've been working on a theory, and here it is. The South Plains are wild. This place is wild because God has created it and designed it and called it good and made it beautiful. And everything we see, even creation, is part of the process of our redemption. Verse 3 continues. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. In 2016, Ben Hooper of England attempted, as the first person in recorded history at least, to swim from Senegal in West Africa to the eastern shores of Brazil in South America. 33 days of 120 planned, he made it. 33 days of swimming, 12 hours a day. Weather caused his team to have to reschedule. He said he will do it again. And when asked, what was the most difficult part of your journey? He said, battling loneliness. As you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Out of Egypt, across the sea, I will be with you. Out of the wilderness, into the promised land, I will be with you. Out of your marriage and into a new place, I will be with you. Out of college and into the unknown, I will be with you. Out of depression, I will be with you. The waters will never overtake you. 71% of the earth's crust, according to my measurements and calculations, is water. And again, most of our bodies made of water. Now, under the Atlantic and the Pacific and the Arctic Ocean, continental tectonic plates forcing together have created what I am very unspecifically scientifically calling underwater mountain ranges. And alongside of these mountain ranges, underwater are these valleys that scientists call trenches. And these underwater trenches are known to be the deepest places in all the earth. The trench, not far from Guam in the Pacific Ocean, has been measured beyond 36,000 feet deep, nearly 7 miles deep. what makes sense of all this old and new? One thing is baptism. To receive the living waters of God. To remember that the living waters of God have rushed over us. And maybe like you, I'm certain that there are spaces in my life and in my soul and in myself that have created a trench that is quite deep. And I don't dare let you see it. I don't dare peek down to the depths myself sometimes. And we let the living waters flow in. That at baptism, we remember that God is doing something very old. God has done something with creation before there was a before. And at Christ, we understand something new. Something that probably has been true before there was an old, but something new nonetheless. It is when we enact the old and the new together at baptism that the old and the new breathe hope. The old and the new work together to breathe hope. These waters are old. Our God is old. This earth is old. These waters are new. Our God is new. And so we have hope. So, come on in. The water is more than fine. Let's pray together. We remember our baptism. We see it in the lakes and the streams. We see it in the promise of the sunrise. We see it in the night sky. We see it in our every breath that all of creation reveals part of you, O God. We remember. May these waters, the waters of baptism, the waters that are alive, the waters of Christ, may they be that which is deepest within us. Fill the trenches of our souls, the places that you can only see and you can only be. You are old, you are new, you give hope. Thank you. Wow. And amen.